is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Tom Brady on fire. What is this? The stats, I believe, are 15 touchdown passes in the past five games. Right?
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
15 touchdown passes past five games, and I think that only includes one interception.
Well, it is sort of his job, guys.
And he is getting paid a lot of money.
I mean, come on.
How about his receivers, though? Chris Godwin, all nine passes thrown at him. He caught them all.
And he's living in Derek Jeter's spacious, delicious digs on Davis Islands.
Tom is over there, yes.
Got a hot wife. I mean, what else could he ask for, right?
She is a delightful young lady.
Tom, what do you say to people who are asking you, how are you still doing this at your old age?
Well, it's very, very simple. I drink a nice chocolate Ensure every night before I go to bed and get my toenails clipped.
Now, does Giselle bring you the Ensure in bed on a tray?
Oh, yes. I hit my Posturepedic and I put it all the way to the upright position. And I enjoy an Ensure, a nice sardine sandwich.
You know what's got to suck? You know, John Gruden, it sucks for any coach to lose a game. But for Gruden to lose to the Bucks, you know, his former team, Vegas. And did you see that stadium? All the seats are black in there and everything. It's kind of like...
It's a beautiful stadium.
It is. It's really,
like a
really...
a gladiator stadium.
You know, you wonder with Vegas taking just this nasty hit, though.
They are.
With Vegas, the strip is dead. You know, the show... I mean, it just... Vegas...
Is it going to come back?
It's like New York City. Broadway is dark. They don't think Broadway is coming back until mid to late next year.
Whew, good thing Hamilton's on Disney Plus.
Yes.
That's true. Anyway, congrats to Tom Brady and the Bucks over the Raiders 45-20.
If you've been a longtime Bucks fan, you know this. They do not travel well to the West Coast. It seems like that's always their excuse. Well, we're not used to playing in this time zone, but they did it.
They did it.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.